The Trump administration recently proposed a vast expansion of federal waters available for oil development, and many U.S. states were not pleased. Alaska is a different story. State leaders got what they wanted in the plan, and then some. Now the question is, will Alaska ask the Trump administration to cut back? Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk reports.
Just 5 days after Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke proposed making over 90% of federal waters available for oil leasing, this happened in Florida.
Governor Rick Scott came out against the idea and demanded a meeting with Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. After getting together tonight in Tallahassee, Secretary Zinke was singing a different tune.
Zinke removed Republican-led Florida from the offshore leasing plan. And then came the political firestorm from Democratic leaders of states like Virginia and Oregon, who also want to be excluded. Among other things, they accused Zinke of political favoritism. Now, the Interior Secretary says he'll meet with every governor, Republican and Democrat, before making a final decision. So where does Alaska fit in? Of course, Alaska wants offshore oil development. The Walker administration asked Zinke to open the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas to drilling, but Zinke also proposed allowing drilling off all of Alaska's other shores, too, except for the region around Bristol Bay. That sparked concerns from the fishing industry and tribes across the Bering Strait region. Here's what Alaska Department of Natural Resources Commissioner Andy Mack had to say when I asked him about that.
Did the state of Alaska ask the Trump administration, yes, please open up all these areas, but the North Aleutian Basin? Was that request coming from the state?
No, we didn't make the request.
To confirm that, the Walker administration provided a letter Mack sent to the Federal Bureau of Ocean Energy Management in August. The letter specifically asks for lease sales in the Chukchi Sea, the Beaufort Sea, and Cook Inlet, but nowhere else. Mack says the state wasn't looking at expanding oil development beyond those areas.
We're going to focus on the Arctic, and we think that that is where the real opportunity sits.
So will Walker ask Zinke to remove areas besides Cook Inlet and the Arctic from the final offshore plan? The governor's office hasn't yet responded to a request for comment on that. Senator Lisa Murkowski took a clearer stand.
Are all of these areas areas that should move forward? No. I'll just say that right out. No.
But Murkowski wasn't criticizing Zinke. She says this is just a proposal, and she likes this proposal a lot more than what the Obama administration rolled out. She says it's just a draft.
I think for some, it was a little bit shocking because it was like, whoa, he's just opened up everything. The secretary didn't open up anything. What he did was he put a draft out there saying, this is the universe that we're talking about.
Murkowski wants and expects that universe to shrink. As long as it includes offshore oil lease sales in the Arctic and Cook Inlet, Zinke can expect continued support for his plan from both Murkowski and the Walker administration. With help from Liz Ruskin in Washington, D.C., for Alaska's Energy Desk in Anchorage, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh.